Well, hi there, everybody. This is Bob Murphy welcoming you to the first regular season game in the history of the New York Mets. Brought to you by Rheingold Extra Drive. Tonight, the New York Mets meet the St. Louis Cardinals right here in St. Louis. Lindsey Nelson, Ralph Kiner, and I are on hand to bring you every bit of the action. Yes, sir, the New York Mets are on the air in their first great season. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Leibman Breweries, brewer since 1837, and the Brown Williamson Tobacco Corporation. B&W, the mark of quality in tobacco products, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, Casey Stengel, Johnny Keene, and the four umpires are getting together at home plate for the last-minute check. And right now would be a good time for you to check up on your supply of fine cold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, put some Rheingold on ice because it's going to add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Rheingold is brewed for the choicest ingredients. Brewed the long, slow, costlier way for flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. And say, right now would be a good time to light up a Viceroy. Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the taste that's right. That's right. Now it's just about game time, so settle back with a tall, cold glass of Rheingold, and we'll give you the starting lineup. For the New York Mets, manager Casey Stengel will have Richie Ashburn in center field leading off. Felix Mantilla will be at shortstop, batting second. Charlie Neal at second base, batting third. Frank Thomas in right field, batting cleanup. Jeff Bell in right field, batting fifth. Gil Hodges playing first base, batting sixth. Don Zimmer will be at third base, batting seventh. Hobie Landreth behind the plate. Hobie will bat eighth. Pitching and batting ninth, veteran right-hander Roger Craig. For the St. Louis Cardinals, and they feel they have a team that will be a strong contender for the National League pennant. Kurt Flood will be in center field leading off. Julian Javier at second base, batting second. Bill White will be at first base, batting third. In right field, batting cleanup, Stan the Man Musial. Ken Boyer will be at third base, hitting fifth. Manny Manoso in left field, batting sixth. Gene Oliver catching and batting seventh. Julio Gotay, G-O-T-A-Y. Gotay will be at short, batting eighth. Pitching and batting ninth, Larry Jackson. Tom Gorman from Long Island will umpire behind the plate. Big Bill Sikowski from North Walpole, New Hampshire will call the plays around first. Ed Stahl will be at second. And Al Foreman will be at third. The skies are mostly cloudy. The temperature in the high 40s. The wind right now has subsided and is not really a factor in the ball game. Well, you know, folks, like the sign says, new team, new girl, same great beer. Yes, sir, New York has certainly taken to its brand new National League team, the Mets. And our Miss Rheingold, 1962, well, who's more popular than lovely Kathy Kirsch? And that same great beer, Rheingold. It's been New York's favorite for as long as I can remember. How come so many millions choose Rheingold over all other beers? Simple enough. It's beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. Dry beer is lighter, more naturally refreshing, and Rheingold is extra dry. Extra dry for that extra refreshing taste no other beer can match. Why not see for yourself what a difference dry makes? Enjoy a glass of refreshing Rheingold along with the game, and you'll join millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Well, we are about to be witnesses to history in the making right here in St. Louis as the New York Mets become a reality. From the dreams and the planning board, from the work that were required to put the ball club together, From a long work in spring training, everything now bursts on the scene and becomes a reality. And the National League now is back in New York after an absence of 4 years. Managed by Casey Stengel, with George Weiss running the front office, a veteran coaching staff of Solly Hemus, Cookie Lavagetto, Rogers Hornsby, Red Ruffing, and Red Crest. And a starting team tonight that is truly a veteran ball club. Just incidentally, with the exception of Roger Craig, is the exact personnel that played the very first spring training game for the New York Mets back on the 10th of March against the same St. Louis Cardinals. And if you'll recall, Roger Craig actually was to pitch that day, but injured a muscle in his back, sliding, a couple of days before, and had to bypass that turn. And the batting order is exactly the same except for one switch. On that day back on March the 10th, Don Zimmer and Felix Mantilla were in reverse positions in the New York Mets batting order. Now, the outfield play in tonight's ball game could be very tricky and could be very important. So much rain has fallen in St. Louis over the last 3 days that the outfield is very, very slow. The infield, of course, was covered throughout the rain and is in pretty good shape. But the outfield is so soggy and so sponge-like that at the last moment, manager Johnny Keene of the Cardinals decided to let his outfielders wear the low-cut, lightweight football shoes, just like the halfbacks wear. Game time temperature here in St. Louis, we were a little bit off in our estimate. They now say it is 55 degrees. But in the outfield for the Cardinals, Spinoso in left, Flood in center, and Musial in right, all three are wearing the low-cut, lightweight football shoes, just like the ones worn by the backs and the ends in pro football. Naturally, when they come into the dugout to go on the attack, they'll be taking those off and putting on their regular baseball spikes because the infield was covered and is in pretty good shape. So setting up the Cardinal defense as right-hander Larry Jackson throws in the last of his warm-up tosses. Ken Boyer at third. Julio Gotay at short. Julian Javier at second. And Bill White is at first. In the outfield, Manny Minoso in left. The speedy Kurt Flood in center and around and right. One of the great names in the history of the game, Stan the Man Musial. The battery for the Cardinals, Larry Jackson on the mound. He'll be caught by young Gene Oliver. Now moving up to lead off in the ballgame for the New York Mets will be the veteran Richie Ashburn. Richie, who enters this season needing only 55 base hits to reach the 2,500 hit mark. And in this game tonight, you have the two men who have more base hits than any other players in the National League. Stan Musial, number one, and Richie Ashburn, number two. Richie, after 14 years, is still a lifetime 300 hitter with an average of 308 over the 14-year span. And as you know, twice he won the National League batting title. So veteran Richie Ashburn is stepping in against Larry Jackson, the firing curveballing right-hander of the St. Louis Cardinals. Jackson was hurt in spring training last year, got off to a very slow start. He was 3 wins and 8 losses in the middle of the year. But then he came strong with a great second half. He won 11 of 12 decisions, and he wound up the year as the comeback guy of the Cardinal mound staff. And so he has been given the honor by Johnny Keene of pitching his third opening game. Now Larry Jackson looks in to get his sign from Gene Oliver. Richie Ashburn calculating the bat around. Jackson is into his windup, and the Mets are in business. The pitch is hit on the ground, down to third, a foul ball. Backhanded by Kenny Boyer, and there's no play. And now it's the reality. We're underway here in St. Louis with Richie Ashburn leading off. Felix Mantilla moving out on deck. He'll be followed by Charlie Neal. Center fielder Kurt Flood swung way over into left center, playing Ashburn to hit to the opposite field. A drive in the air to left center. Kurt Flood is backpedaling. He's there now, and he makes the catch to the out. Kurt Flood had a perfect defensive position on Richie Ashburn. He was way over in left center. Really had to meander back about 10 or 12 drives to take it for the out. One away, nobody on. That brings up Felix Mantilla. This is a very good spring for Felix Mantilla. He was in a batting slump in the early part of spring training, but when the Mets, on the 23rd of March, started a road trip on the other side of Florida, he got hot. Swing, and a miss, strike one. Right after the game tonight, the New York Mets will be flying to New York. They're anxiously looking forward to the big reception tomorrow in New York with the parade down Lower Broadway. And the welcoming at City Hall. And the opener against Pittsburgh on Friday at the Polo Grounds. Dean Oliver crouched behind the plate. Now Jackson nods in accord. Into the windup, the pitch on the way. Outside and low, he lays off of it. One ball, one strike. They've done a beautiful job with the ballpark here in St. Louis, and it is in tip-top shape and very, very attractive. Of course, in right field, which is the real hitting target for the left-hand batters, the screen stretches from the foul pole out to right center. Anything off the screen is in play. Swing and a miss on a slider. One ball, two strikes. Down the left field line to the foul pole at 351 feet. In left center to the bleachers, 379. To the gardens out behind the green batter's eye in center field, 425. In right center where the screen drops off, 354. 310 down the right field line to the pole and the screen. Outside and low, two balls, two strikes on Felix Mantilla. Tonight's game has a particular nostalgic flavor for one of the, not only one, but two of the New York Mets coaches, Rogers Hornsby and Sally Hemus, who both managed this ball club. Taken low, ball three, 3-2. Far back at 1925, the Rajah directed the Cardinals to the National League pennant and a World Series championship. And, of course, the year before last, it was Sally who took over the Redbirds, who were sagging, and drove them to a third-place finish. Full count now, 3-2 on Mantilla. Jackson, double pump. The infield and the outfield straight away. Tapped foul off to the left. No play, and the count remains the same. Relying heavily this year on two comparative newcomers. Both saw some service last year, but in the true sense of the word, this will be their first full year, and that would be Gene Oliver and the shortstop, Julio Gotay. A ground ball hits down to third. Kenny Boyer takes it out of the dirt, straightens up, throws in time, and there are two away. Here's Charlie Neal coming up. Charlie batting third in the order. He looked great all through spring training. Charlie in tip-top shape, and he's hoping to bounce back to the form that he had 2 years ago when he was, without question, considered the number one second baseman in the National League. Here's the windup pitched by Jackson. A drive in the air toward right center field. Musial is hurrying over there. He's in front of it and makes the catch for the out. Mighty slow going in the outfield. Stan started to slip around a little bit, but he slowed up and had time to get there. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Mets go down in order in their half of the first inning. So the score in the middle of the first inning is the New York Mets nothing and the St. Louis Cardinals coming to bat. And now the musical words of wisdom from Vic Damone.
Ask me, Vic Damone, what beer to buy. I'll tell you. That Rheingold extra dry, now that's a beer to buy. It's flavored crisp and bright, and clearly extra dry. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. That Rheingold extra dry. The taste of Rheingold's bright, because it's brewed just right. Brewed long and slow for flavor, clean and extra dry. That Rheingold extra dry, now that's a beer to buy. It's extra dry, that's why. Have some Rheingold beer tonight. New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and through.
tonight. Now the last half of the first inning here in St. Louis, and the Cardinals will be coming up against Roger Craig. Roger has a lifetime record against the Cardinals of 8 wins and 6 losses. Kurt Flood, the center fielder, will be leading off against Roger Craig. Last year was a good one for the speedy Flood, right-hand hitter. Kurt hit .322. He was out hit only by Ken Boyer on the Cardinal Ball Club. The 24 years old from Houston, Texas, to land up and pitch to him, a strike on the outside corner. Roger Craig on the mound for the Mets. Roger has been the number one pitcher in the eyes of Casey Stengel since the very first day of spring training. And every outing during the spring bore that out. Now the windup, pitch on the way. Just off the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Last year against the Cardinals, Roger Craig won one and lost one. The game he lost, by the way, was to Larry Jackson. Along toward the middle of the season when Jackson started his comeback. Pitching one and one. A fly ball hit high in the air to center field. Richie Ashburn drifts to his left. He's under it. Puts it away for the out. One away, nobody on in the last half of the first inning. And the hitter now will be Julian Javier, the second baseman. Cardinals think they have a real star in Julian Javier. Last year, he hit .279 with the Cardinals. Now setting up the Mets defensively, Don Zimmer at third, Felix Mantilla at short, Charlie Neal at second, and Gil Hodges at first. Craig into his windup, the pitch to Javier. The right-hand batter tries to bunt and misses strike one. In the outfield for the Mets, Frank Thomas in left field, Richie Ashburn in center, around in right field, Gus Bell. Roger Craig on the mound, and Hobie Landreth, veteran of 11 campaigns in the National League, working behind the plate. Javier came up through the Pittsburgh Pirate organization. He starts his third season now with the St. Louis Cardinals. He was traded by Pittsburgh to the Cardinals along with Ed Bauta, for vinegar Ben Marzell and Dick Gray. That trade took place in early 1960. The Cardinals are mighty satisfied with the trade. Now the windup pitch by Roger Craig, a swing and a miss on a slow breaking ball, strike two. No score, last half of inning number one. One out of nobody on. Temperature 55 degrees. Everybody really sweating it out all day long, hoping that no rain would fall, and it didn't. Had it rained any at all today, it would have knocked this game out because this field just couldn't stand any water now. Now Roger Wines, here's his pitch. Look out, he has to hit the dirt to get out of the way, and he made him wiggle. One ball and two strikes. A high, hard one got away from Roger, and Julian Javier had to get out of the way in a hurry. Roger Craig, tall, rangy right-hander with a world of determination and pitching know-how. He was delighted to get a chance to pitch for the New York Mets. He worked hard all winter prior to reporting to spring training, and he is in perfect shape. Nice for the hole. Frank Thomas, up with the ball, takes it back in. And Javier is on with a single, drills through the hole into left field. So there is the initial base hit of the ball game. The hitter is Bill White, the first baseman. Big Bill White, he hit .286 last year, a six-footer from Rock Hill, Missouri. Left-hand batter, and he was a particular nemesis for Roger Craig last season. Here's the pitch by Roger. A little bit low, taken ball one. Don Zimmer, even with the bag, but wide of the line at third, and Felix Mantilla shaded towards second. Ashburn, a very deep center field, and around toward right center. fell about two strides off the warning tap in deep right. Gil Hodges holds against the speedy Julian Javier. He can really fly. Now third to first as Craig keeps an eye on him. Going to first once again. Roger Craig on the mound for the Mets. Roger was born in Durham, North Carolina. For the last 3 years, he's made his home in Long Beach, California. He started out 12 years ago at Newport News. Craig now a seven-year veteran with a lifetime record of 49 wins and 38 losses. Now Roger makes the one-second stop. Time is called by Bill White, and he steps out of the batter's box. In 59, when the Dodgers won the pennant, time and again, it was Roger Craig who strolled in to pitch the big game. In the big pressure game of them all, when the Cubs had to be beaten, Roger took to the mound and was in command all the way. And now he takes on the responsibility of the big opening game here in St. Louis. Next pitch. Ground ball through the hole in the right field for a base hit. Javier around second. He's flying on to third. And the Cardinals have runners on first and third. Rounder hit by Bill White just beyond the reach of Gil Hodges, who tried to make a backhand playoff. Sam Musial is up to hit. Now Don Zimmer comes over from third to talk for a moment to Roger Craig. Sam Musial, who virtually owns the National League record book. Runners on first and third, one out. Charlie Neal and Felix Mantilla setting up, hoping for a shot at a double play. Inside and low, it's ball one. Low breaking ball thrown by Craig. Musial, after 20 years, has a lifetime average of glittering 333. The outfield deep and around toward right. No score, last half of the first, Cardinals threatening. Next pitch. Off the outside edge, Musial takes it. And it's two balls and no strikes on Stan the Man. Manager Johnny Keene running his ball club off the lines at third with Harry Walker coaching at first. Now throw to first by Craig, not in time. Bill White easily getting back. Craig up in pitching position, delivers. Grounded foul down the first baseline, no play. Now Obie Landreth moves out toward the mound to get together with Roger Craig. Last year, Stan played 123 games at 288. But he hit 15 home runs and he knocked 70 runs in. During his brilliant 20-year career, Musial has hit 444 home runs. Now Craig up in pitching position, a 2-1 delivery. Outside, ball three, and now it's 3-1 on Musial. Roger Craig, 6'4" right-hander, trying to pitch out of a jam here in the last half of the first inning. A throw to first, not in time. Bill White hurrying back. Javier, the lead runner on third. Bill White on first. Now the pitch thrown. The runner goes towards second. A fly ball hits a short left field. Thomas coming hard, coming hard. It drops off to a base hit. In the score comes Javier, and the Cardinals go in front 1-0. Sam Musial, a Texas League base hit to short left field. Hot fly that landed in between Felix Santilla and Frank Thomas. Javier comes in to score. The Cardinals lead 1-0. Warm-up action in the New York Mets bullpen. Bob Moorhead, a right-hander, starts getting ready. Three hits in a row now for the Cardinals. Now the batter is Ken Boyer. He's led the Cardinal offense for the last 4 years. Buck. And a buck is called on Roger Craig. Roger turned to throw to first, but Gil Hodges was not over there covering. He realized he couldn't throw. He held up, and it's a buck. Moving White to third, and Newfield to second. Roger, perhaps a little bit upset by the anxiety of the opening ball game and of the three hits in a row by the St. Louis Cardinals. Now Gil Hodges comes over from first to talk to Roger Craig. Now the Redbirds have runners on second and third, one out. They have one run in. Last of the first inning, Boyer the hitter. Now Hobie crossed behind the plate, signs for the pitch. Ashburn strides a bit toward left center against Ken Boyer, right-hand hitter with a lot of power. Craig swings into his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside and low, it's ball one. One ball, no strikes to Ken Boyer. Last year, Ken hit .329, led the Cardinals in hitting. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside and low, ball two. Manny Manoso, the on-deck batter, and then Gene Oliver. The Redbirds feel they have a strong bat in every position in their batting order this year. Well, they feel that Gene Oliver, the catcher, and Julio Gotay, the shortstop, both will hit well. Pitching 2-0. Strike called on the outside corner to Boyer. Two balls and a strike. Roger Craig, normally a very fast worker on the mound, taking plenty of time as he tries to pitch out of a tough jam in the last half of the first inning. Now Craig winds and pitches. A ground ball slowly hits the third. Zimmer has but one play. He fires to first in time for the out, and a run is in. Bill White crossing the plate on the slow bounder. So actually, the last two hitters, Musial and Boyer, both great hitters, have been taken off stride by Roger Craig, but Musial boots one in for a hit to left field, and Boyer tapped a slow roller that was hit so slow that Zimmer's only play was to first base. And now Manny Manoso is up. Manny Manoso. Middle American League star for Cleveland and the White Sox, who came to the Cardinals in a swamp with Joe Cunningham. Right-hand hitter waiting, and the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Manny, after a dozen campaigns in the American League, a last-hand 300 hitter. He's an exciting ball player to watch. Like the Mets, Don Zimmer, he's a scrapper all the way. He always gives you that big head first slide in trying to get that extra base. Manny really crowds the plate. And he's frequently plunked by pitches, but he's willing to take that. Now the pitch on the way. Inside and low, one ball, one strike. Two runs are in. The Cardinals lead 2-0. We're in the last half of the first inning. Langold Extra Dry, your radio host from St. Louis. We certainly hope you're enjoying it. Now the 1-1 pitch. He tried to hold up on the swing, and Tom Gorman says he did check up in time. Two balls and a strike. Ben Musial on second. There are two away, last half of the first inning. Now Craig with a long look in, kicks the leg, delivers, A high pop foul behind the plate. Landry puts the mask to the side. Holding center is waiting, and he grabs it from the opposite and retires the side. So actually, Craig, the last three hitters he faced, Musial, Boyer, and Minoso, did an outstanding job. But the St. Louis Cardinals scored two runs. There were three hits. No errors. One man left on. At the end of one, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals, two, and the New York Mets, nothing. Right after the game tonight, the New York Mets will be flying via their chartered flight back to New York. They're all anxiously looking forward and hoping for good weather for the parade tomorrow down Lower Broadway and the big reception at City Hall. Following the reception, the Mets will journey out to the Polo Grounds for a workout to familiarize themselves with the Polo Grounds. And Friday, the excitement of opening day as the National League returns to the big city after an absence of 4 years. We certainly hope that you're planning to be on hand this Friday in the game between the Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh, the last team to play in the Polo Grounds against the Giants before the Polo Grounds close shop. And they're coming back in appropriately enough to reopen the activities. Tickets for not only the opening game, but all New York Mets games to be played at the Polo Grounds this year are on sale in Grand Central Station at 42nd and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp, in the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station, and they are on sale 7 days a week at the Polo Grounds. Remember, too, that ticket reservations may be made at all Howard closed stores. And for those of you who find it more convenient, you can order your tickets by mail. Simply address your correspondence to Ticket Manager, the Polo Grounds, New York 39. Box seats are $3.50, reserve seats $2.50. Please include 25 cents to include postage and handling. Frank Thomas will be leading off against Larry Jackson in the top half of the second. The Mets hoping to dig in and go to work and get the two runs back. Fastball inside and high. It's ball one. Johnny Keene and his pitching coach, Harry Paulette, both feel that Larry Jackson can have a great year and be the bell cow of the pitching staff. Jackson, the 30-year-old right-hander, winds and pitches a ground smash to short. Julio Gotay is up with it, pegs to White in time for the out. He almost made his throw too wide, but White, with a long stretch, went out to get it. One away, nobody on. That'll bring up Gus Bell. The Chicago Cubs and Houston Colts are underway in their game in Houston. Glenn Hobby pitching for the Cubs and Hal Wittichick for the Houston Colt 45. Cubs did not score in the first. Breaking ball outside to Gus Bell, ball one. Otherwise, in the National League tonight, Cincinnati at Los Angeles and Milwaukee at San Francisco. A day game between the Phillies and Pittsburgh with postponed rain. The only day game played was in the American League, where the Red Sox defeated Cleveland 4-0 on a four-hit shutout by Bill Mondbouquet. A smash it hard, a base hit up the middle for Gus Bell. And the New York Mets have their first hit of the campaign, and it was a clean one by Gus Bell up the middle. Now, while we're waiting for Gil Hodges to step in, let's step out for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. The New York Mets are hitting against Larry Jackson in the top of the second. Gus Bell has just drilled a single to center field. And now the hitter is 38-year-old Gil Hodges. Here's the pitch by Jackson. A blazer that's in there for a tall strike. Gil starting the year just 8 home runs behind Ralph Kiner for the number 10 spot in the all-time home run derby. Breaking ball over, a strike on the outside corner. He was threading a needle with that one. Gil, a 16-year veteran with a lifetime average of 274. you'll have a good chance to join the 2,000 hit club this year. One away, one on. The two-strike pitch by Jackson, and he pops the ball up on the left side of the infield. Kenny Boyer, in toward the mound, is waiting under it, and Boyer takes it for the out. Now there are two away, a runner on first, Jeff Bell, and coming on to hit will be Dan Zimmer. Cardinals 2, New York Mets nothing. We're in the top half of the second. Detroit and Washington postponed rain in Washington. They are underway in Kansas City. The Minnesota Twins nothing, Kansas City A's nothing at the end of one, and that's Camilo Pasquale against Wyatt. Now Jackson eyes the runner, then pitches. Swing, and a miss on a curve, strike one. Zip led the New York bet hitters throughout spring training. Don got off to a great start for the Chicago Cubs last year. He hit extremely well the first half of the year, and he had a number of timely home runs. Jackson's pitch, a ground smash over the mound, over second, a base hit the center field. Bell on second will hold up there as Kurt Flood puts the ball back in. And the Mets now on singles by Gus Bell and Don Zimmer have two men on. Now coming on to hit will be Hobie Landry. Hobie had the honor of being the first player selected by the New York Mets in the expansion draft of last October 10th. Hobie, originally from Decatur, Illinois, is a 12-year veteran. Hobie, a left-hand hitter, and the Cardinal outfield shades just a little bit around toward right. Bobby Hemus on the coaching lines at third, and Cookie Lavagetto on the lines at first. The Mets trailing 2-0, now have the tying runs posted with two men down. Curveballing Larry Jackson makes the 1 second stop, kicks the leg, delivers. He starts him off with a fastball, but it's outside. One ball and no strike. The Cardinals, after this game, will have an off day tomorrow, and then they'll be in Chicago on Friday. The Mets will be coming home to open a 4-game weekend series against Pittsburgh. Opening day Friday, a day game Saturday, and our big doubleheader with Pittsburgh on Sunday. Pitching a high fly ball, not too deep, off a short center field. Everybody running for it. And it's Javier, the second baseman, who grabs it, holds on to it, as Kurt Flood barrels into him, coming up from behind. But Javier holds on to it, and the side is retired. A pop fly to short center field. Flood, at the last moment, tried to sidestep and get out of the way. But he crashed into Javier, not too hard. Nobody hurt on the play, and the side is out. No runs, two hits. No errors, and two left on. And now at the end of an inning and a half, the score, the Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. Well, you know, they say a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. That may be true. This I know to be true. A beer by any other name but Rheingold just won't taste as good. It's really very simple. Two words tell you why. Extra dry. Yes, sir, Rheingold's extra dry brewing process is long, slow, and costly, but it pays off in taste. Rheingold's flavor comes through brisk and bright and clean. And that's what makes Rheingold New York's largest selling beer. The happy choice of millions. So, look, why not enjoy the extra refreshment that comes with wonderful Rheingold beer? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Do it right now. Enjoy a glass of Rheingold along with the game. Well, down in Texas, the Houston Colts came up with two runs against Glenn Hobby in the last half of the first, and they lead the Cubs 2-0 at the end of one. Little Bobby Shands, 37-year-old veteran, went the full nine innings as the Colts won their opening ball game, and Ramon Mejia knocked in six runs with two three-run homers. Gene Oliver leads off in the last half of the second, facing Roger Craig. Grounded foul down the third baseline, no play. Next pitch on the way. Breaking ball over, a beauty by Craig. Two strike count on strapping Dean Oliver. Oliver last year hit 40 home runs, 36 in the Coast League, and 4 with the Cardinals. And they think he's going to become a real good hitter. Outside and low, he'll be digging it out of the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Dean Oliver is from Moline, Illinois. He has the size for it. He's 6'2", weighs 215 pounds. 27 years old. To him, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Craig, with a big motion and a changeup, really fooled Oliver on that one. So Roger hangs up his first strikeout of the game. One out and nobody on. One away, nobody on. The batter now is Julio Gota at a shortstop. Last year, Julio Gotay played at San Juan and then later at Charleston when the franchise moved, and he had a good year in AAA. He had 307. He was in 10 games with the Cardinals. Outside and low, it's ball one. They have turned over the shortstop job to Gotay, and as the old saying goes in baseball, to win a pennant, you must be strong down the middle, and so Gotay, along with Gene Oliver behind the plate, assume much of the responsibility of whether or not the Cardinals will be a very successful ball club this year. Craig winding the pitch to Gotay. Outside and low, ball 2-2-0. Cardinals 2, Mets nothing. We're in the last half of the second. Craig cranks up. Ground ball hit down to third. Zimmer racing in. He's up with it. Throws to first in time, and Gotay is out. Low grounder, and Zimmer had to race in for it. Two up and two set aside by Craig, and that brings up Larry Jackson. The Chandies has been added to the active roster of the St. Louis Cardinals. Two outs and nobody on. Here's Jackson. Tonight for Larry Jackson marks the third time he has been honored by pitching the opening game for the Cardinals. A high fly, well hit. Left field, back goes Thomas. He may have room. He's down the barrier, makes the catch. Right up against the wall in deep left field, Frank Thomas throws it in. That ball was well hit by Larry Jackson. He almost put that one into the seat in the bleachers in left center. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of two innings, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 2 and the New York Mets nothing. Nothing new to report on our scoreboard. If you missed the afternoon scores, only one day game. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Cleveland Indians 4-0. Philemon Bouquet hurling a four-hit shutout. The losing pitcher was Ryan Taylor, who was added to the Cleveland roster only 4 or 5 days ago. He pitched at Salt Lake City last year. And the game was broken up in the ninth inning on a grand slam home run by the former Colorado football star, Carroll Hardy. The Detroit Tigers and Washington Senators postponed rain. At the end of an inning and a half, Minnesota nothing, Kansas City nothing, pass ball against Wyatt. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh rained out in Pittsburgh. The Colts 45 lead the Cubs 2-0 at the end of one. Veteran left-hander Hal Wunderschick pitching for Houston. Glenn Hobby for the Chicago Cubs. The other two National League games are on the West Coast, with Cincinnati at Los Angeles and Milwaukee playing at San Francisco. San Francisco getting off to a good start in their opener on a great effort by Juan Marichal, who pitched a three-hit shutout. And the Cincinnati Reds spoiled the debut of the beautiful new ballpark in Los Angeles when Bob Berkey and Wally Post combined to give the Cincinnati Reds the win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now we're all set to go here in the third inning. The Mets coming up, hoping to get a couple of runs back, and all set to step in and paint the word picture for you. And best of luck, Ralph, as we swing into the big new season, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob Murphy, and all set to go here for the Mets, Roger Craig against Larry Jackson, both from the right-hand side. 2-0 game, St. Louis. First pitch to Roger, swing and a miss, strike one. Cardinals picked up two runs in the first inning. Top of the third right now, Roger Craig, the batter. Jackson back with a fastball, called strike two. No Larry Jackson on top of Roger Craig. No balls and two strikes. It'll be Roger Craig, Richie Ashburn, and Felix Mantilla here in the top of the third inning. Jackson back, catches the outside corner, got